Make no mistake and do not misunderstand. I love the game of football and believe it to be the greatest team sport in America. Nonetheless, it is an undeniable fact that the game has been dramatically transformed in recent years, and hence the purpose for writing this book. Many positive and supportive aspects, factors, and attributes persist and sustain the game of football as a great American sport and way of life. However, some of the changes have so substantially and dramatically shifted the game away from its original format and structure that at times it is getting difficult to recognize. Challenges manifesting from social and political headwinds provide impediments that are real, significant, and are not going to disappear anytime soon. The question, similar to the direction our country was taken in recent years, from 2009 through 2016, is how long are the masses, in other words the fans, going to obediently sit back and complacently observe as the game is fundamentally destroyed by an elite faction of administrative idealists? Single-handedly and unilaterally, without any collective or collaborative advancement or voice from the game's core fan base, have an elite, self-anointed clique of myopic administrative figureheads implemented personal, politically correct agendas while ingratiating themselves to external activists and advocacy groups, relentlessly pressuring for social and political change. In effect, many administrators of the game have allowed their leagues to be recruited and adopted as a central focus and as a vehicle to advance social disputes and political issues. A sort of experimental playground and argumentative platform where special interest groups have found a voice, and when and where executive idealists and elitists allow the game of football to kowtow to every political whim and social undercurrent. Somehow and unexplainably, the game of football has become innately and genetically intertwined with every social cause, political issue, and popular narrative being advanced through traditional media sources. Fans are inundated with a barrage of political lectures, while pregame shows have become the quintessential bastion of social advancement, even addressing criminal activity and political activism as the central themes of each broadcast. Political correctness pervades all aspects of the game, both on and off the field, while administrative and executive ideologues endeavor to transform the game from its conventional physical, contextual, and conceptual nature into a modified structure to ostensibly eliminate violence and eradicate injuries from the game. An impossible venture with respect to the innate, intrinsic, brutal format of the sport. Football offenses, especially at the college level, have developed into standardized, homogeneous products, all imitating and copying one another. Offensive schemes and systems have never been so universally installed on such a widespread basis. With today's overused zone read schemes comprising limited scope and scale, coupled with an expansive ubiquity broadly dispersed throughout all levels of football, this vanilla style of offense has slowly but surely found its way into the professional game, with more and more teams each and every year attempting to integrate some form of...